Good afternoon and welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Genesis Feed Technologies CEO Peter Schott says there's a gap between farmers growing soybeans and the end user. A new soybean supply chain project will communicate what happens at each stage from seed to feed.
What is the supply chain? What are some of the problems that are existing in it and opportunities to solve? And what are some groups doing about that right now? So we have, I think, 9 different technology and industry partners that are out there right now. And we're going to have information about each of them. We're going to have some education about the supply chain and then do things like, you know, we plant the soybeans. Once we harvest them, we're going to do some infield near infrared analysis and show, like, there's some transport things for sampling that we're going to use as well with it to show what are people doing to do traceability and kind of link that stuff.
Soybeans are valued on price and protein. U.S. soybeans have lower protein value, but the energy levels are higher. Once buyers understand that, this can add value to U.S. soybeans. Schott explains more about the project.
Soybeans were planted, I think, about 5 weeks ago or so, and they're coming up really nice. The plot looks really, really great. It's right along the tour route of the Grand Farm. We're about to install a trail cam, kind of take pictures of it so people can see it on our website, which is seed2feed.info. And all of our technology partners and people are on there as well. So over the summer, we're going to be doing just different content, different meetings and events. So like on the 17th, they're going to have an event out here. We're going to speak at that. We're going to probably host our own supply chain event and a lot of things to come with that. Just check out our website, seedtofeed.info, and you can sign up for our newsletter. There will be a lot of stuff coming out from there in the future.